Chapter 10.
Getting colder nights, Sheriff Ike thinks as he crosses Main Street, pulling the brim of his hat down into the wind. He was to pick up some creamed corn on his way home, his son and daughter-in-law coming round for dinner. Hopping up onto the sidewalk and about to enter the A&P, he notices the car parked about 30 yards up the street in front of Franklin Hardware, a boxy new sedan, spotlessly clean, Austin plates. He notices the driver, too, a young fella, sunglasses in place at 5 p.m. on this winter evening, dark suit and tie. As Ike holds the glass door open for Mary Flanders coming out,
"Why, thank you, Sheriff."
"Not a problem, Mary." He sees a second young man coming out of the hardware store. Sunglasses in place, dark suit and tie, purposeful, entitled stride. Ike pretends to read the little postcard stuck in the window of the A&P. "Cleaner available. Good home wanted for cats." While the car drives carefully off down Main, taking the road up and out of town towards the mountain pass, observing the speed limit at all times. Ike walks the 30 or so paces across to Franklin's and wanders on in.
"Evening, Rick."
"Howdy, Sheriff. You just missed some of your fellow lawmen."
"I saw. What did those FBI fellas want, if you don't mind me asking?"
"Now, how do you know they were FBI?"
"Shoot, might as well have had a neon sign on that car."
"Well, they were asking about them hippies over at the old Hausman estate, where that fella who was on the TV is, asking about their account. Don't know how they even knew those folks had an account."
"I guess 'cause they're the FBI, Rick. And what were they asking about it?"
"Oh, had they made any unusual purchases? Ammonia, nails, certain kinds of detergents, stuff like that."
"Is that right?"
"Yep. You know, I'd have thought they'd come see you first if they had business in town. Professional courtesy and all."
I guess they're busy fellas.
Tell you what, give me a bar of that peanut brittle you got by the register there, and I'll be on my way."
The sheriff, rooting through his change, squinting at the copper and silver in the murky light of the dusty old store.
"No charge, Ike. You have a nice evening now. Give my best to Marge."
"Much obliged."
"You think them hippies been up to no good? Couple of the boys were hunting up there. Told me they saw some of them skinny dipping out on the lake."
Rick laughed a scratchy old laugh, like a beat-up car trying to start.
"Hell, lake's on their property and all. Ain't no law against that. Good night, Rick."
An uneasy Sheriff Ike, crunching his peanut brittle as he walks back towards the A&P, looking east along the road towards the mountains, the moon in the sky now at the same time as the sun, thinking about that car, about ammonia and nails, and about the telephone repair van Chip said he'd seen parked up all day the day before last, out by the wires on the 112, the road that ran parallel to the southern boundary of the old Hausman estate.